can't. It was a different country because it was in the Pacific during World War II. And my ship was deployed to the Philippines at the end of the war. And we were in the final battle, so-called Battle of Samar. And we were also in the battle of the ships, blips. In other words, we saw ships on our radar, which at the time was a linear response type of radar. You knew that it was there because it was a back from the ship. So enough of that. Thank you. Bye bye.
Well, I like I said, I got about 6 or 8 more minutes with you, but I'll tell you one more story before I leave. So I've got 3 children, and the first deployment when I deployed, they were very young. I was at the unit helping the unit get ready to deploy. And the day before I shipped out on the first deployment, my wife went into labor, and the company commander gave me a 24-hour pass. So I got to spend 24 hours at the hospital with my wife, and I got to witness my last child being, our last child being born at the hospital. And I got to spend probably, 4 or 5 hours with my newborn daughter and my wife before I had to ship out. But that was a real pleasure and a real treat for me. It was really hard leaving, though. I mean, that was really difficult getting on that bus. So after my pass was up, I went back to the unit, and we got on a bus, and we drove to Camp Atterbury, Indiana. And we went through mobilization training at Atterbury, Indiana for, I think the unit was there for roughly 3 weeks. I was there for about a week, I guess, and got shipped out early with the rest of my platoon. But I just remember how difficult that was, leaving your family behind. And there were some hard days, you know. You miss your family, but you know you still have to do your job, and you have to find a way to push that to the side. And sometimes I could do it, and sometimes I couldn't. It was, you know, it was just it was tough. And I certainly respect your service, and I certainly respect how difficult that was, you know, especially being at sea. I could not imagine that, you know. You still with me, Herb? I dropped a repeater out. You still with me?
Still with you. Listen. Go ahead. And realize that you're known to the repeater now as being a long talker.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they've got my station ID logged down. That's okay. You know, as long as they don't take my birthday away, I'll be all right. But anyway, all right, Herb. I am unfortunately at the end of my destination, and I really wish I could stay and talk with you some more. I really do. It has been such a pleasure talking with you and hearing your stories and hearing you tell me about your service. And you don't ever forget, as long as you got that license, that's all you need. You just pick up that mic and you just put your call sign out there. I'm usually monitoring the radio just like everybody else is on this frequency. And there are some really good people on this frequency that would love to talk to you. So all you need to do is just remember to talk, pick up, push the mic, and just say what's on your mind. So this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. My QTH is in Campobello, South Carolina. 7-3s to you, Herb. It has been a wonderful treat talking to you today. And anytime you want to talk with me, you just come up on 146-610 and you throw my call sign out there, and I will be glad to sit down and have a conversation with you. Have a blessed day, sir, and I have really enjoyed your conversation with you and Ann.
Thank you very much for that information. And my daughter has been copying it down, and you're getting an email already yet. How about that? You can let me know if you've gotten an email.
And I will reply to the email just as soon as I get to my computer, and just let her know. Miss Ann, you just keep digging. And this is KO4NUE. 7-3s to you and Miss Ann. I'm clear.
Chad. Okay. Thank you, Chad. WY6G, Herb. John.
KF4YKX, test.